La asamblea escuchará continuamente.
The assembly will hear an address by His Excellency Borut Pahor, the President of the Republic of Slovenia. I request protocol to escort His Excellency.
En nombre de la Asamblea.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I have the honor to welcome to the United Nations His Excellency Borut Pahor, President of the Republic of Slovenia, and to invite him to address the Assembly.
Madam President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, friends. Slovenia is among the vast majority of the international community that desires and strives for a lasting peace. However, the precondition for this is the peaceful resolution of all disputes. The United Nations was founded mainly to serve precisely this purpose. This goal has often been achieved. Within the contemporary international community, the United Nations remains a very important tool for maintaining and strengthening world peace and security. Once again, however, contrary to the United Nations Charter, use of force is still used in today's world. There is even a strong feeling that, due to a new circumstances, the existing architecture of the United Nations, and above all, the Security Council, is failing to this fundamental rule. Long ago, a debate began on the reforms that are needed, but so far it seems to have resulted in no decisive changes. Hence, a sense of uncertainty about future stability and peace is gaining around among the peace-oriented international community. If the United Nations is not reformed so that it can successfully cope with international conflicts, it risks being sidelined. More and more often, a deadlock in the Security Council, sometimes for good reasons, sometimes not, is taken as an excuse for resolving conflicts by force and without a UN mandate. If this trend continues, it may lead to the breakdown of the contemporary political and security architecture. It is our common task to remedy these problems rapidly, truly, and by consensus, especially with regard to the functioning of the United Nations and the Security Council. Otherwise, it may be too late. Madam President, I suppose we all agree that reformed and effective Security Council is needed. With its permanent members exercising their powers responsibly and in accordance with international law and the United Nations Charter, We have to use this opportunity to rethink international security architecture, improve our capacity to prevent and resolve conflicts, and reclaim our shared values and principles that are put in the Charter. With numerous ongoing conflicts around the world, we will have to do this before international peace is undermined. I cannot deny that at times, lacking other means, specific circumstances may compel the international community to maintain peace by the use of force. Sometimes it is so. Nevertheless, a United Nations mandate is essential to ensure credibility, at last in principle. If, however, intervening without a United Nations mandate becomes the principle, the world will certainly arrive at a point where an arbitrary action may trigger a conflict of broad dimensions. I think there are no moral grounds for such a threat. A comprehensive United Nations approach is needed also for a global threat emerging in a broader Middle East and North Africa, a threat of terrorism, extremism, and militant radicalism, which is distinctively different in its strategic approach and its methods of operation. We have all to condemn it in the strongest terms and fought against it in a concerted manner, bearing in mind the framework of the mandate given by the Security Council. It is because of the importance I entitled to the Security Council, I would like to reiterate support to the Security Council resolution adopted a day before yesterday by more than 100 states. Even if the debate on the reform of the Security Council has been going on for decades now, it has recently become especially relevant. My country, Slovenia, is committed to contributing to this debate to the greatest possible extent. Madam President, let me finish by saying that the vision of a world of peace may remain unfulfilled, but the ideals that led to the establishment of the United Nations almost 70 years ago and the need to preserve our humanity remain. Let us pool our resources and ideas together. Let exert leadership, make necessary reforms, and recommit to the principles of the United Nations Charter. Let us reestablish dialogue and rebuild trust we need so much. This is the only way forward to maintain global order based on international law and leave a lasting legacy to the people and nations of this world. Thank you for your attention.
En nombre de la
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Republic of Slovenia for the statement just made. May I request representatives to remain seated while we greet the President.